And the time right now, approaching 8:30, time for our Community Corner here on FM 95.7. One of the finest institutions we have in Webster City is known as Kendall Young Library. Now, the last two years, it's been kind of challenging. What with COVID-19, a lot of the programs had to be called off, but we're happy to say that Kendall Young Library is back stronger than ever. Joining me this morning, we have from Kendall Young Library, Carrie Kurtz, and a member of the Friends of the Library Board, Anne McLaughlin. Ladies, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having us.
Yes, we're glad to have you here. And let's talk first with Carrie Kurtz. Now, what's your title at Kendall Young Library, Carrie?
Reference and cataloging librarian. So I just started in November.
And you're from the Golden State.
I am. I moved here. My first time in a small town. So I'm from the Bay Area in California.
Mm-hmm. What suburb, by the way?
It's called San Leandro. I live about five blocks from Oakland.
Mm-hmm. And probably riding the BART all over the Bay Area,
yes.
Too. BART, if you're not familiar, is the rail service, subway service there in San Francisco, which I encountered during my visits out there in San Francisco. And I suppose gasoline, have you learned what's going on back there? About
it's pretty high out there. But everybody's used to it, though, I feel like,
yeah,
out there.
And we're glad to have you here in Iowa. So we're here to talk about Kendall Young Library and about some big things coming up. Kendall Young Library, as I told you, ladies, is coming back stronger than ever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to talk about what's going on?
Well, okay, Pat,
Anne
McLaughlin.
All right, Anne.
And so, as you know, after 2 years, the Friends of the Kendall Young Library is going to have another book sale. Yay! So we will be having the book sale Thursday, April 28th, Friday, April 29th, and Saturday, April 30th. The Thursday hours are 10 to 7, and we are going to go back to the charging $5 to get in to do the first day of the book sale. Or if you are already a lifetime member of the Friends of Kendall Young Library, you can get in free. And then starting at 5 o'clock that day, we will have free admission that'll go along with something Carrie's going to tell you in a little bit. And then Friday the 29th is free to the public and from 10 to 5, as well as Saturday the 30th from 10 to noon. So we are not taking any more books right at the moment. We have 2 years worth of books that we need to get rid of, but sometime in June, or well, May or June, we will start accepting book donations again. But we've got to get rid of some of the multiple hundreds of boxes we already have.
So this is the first time we've had a book sale at Kendall Young Library since the fall of 2019, I believe?
I think so, yeah.
Because originally we had this all happen back in March of 2020. There was to have been a book sale that next month, but you know what forced the cancellation of it.
Yep, then. It did. Canceled both of them in 2020 and both of them in 2021. So we're pretty excited to get back and start earning some money for the library and really getting rid of some books. We've got a lot of books to get rid of.
So you got to come over to the library on April the 28th through 30th for the big Friends of the Kendall Young Library book sale, and all the proceeds will help out the library and their many fine activities for young and old. And as I said, this is a proud institution in Webster City.
It is. And a lot of our monies that we raise end up going to programs, but it also goes towards databases. So some of the things that that you go look up when you're at the library, some of those databases we help pay for those. So, and plus the kids programming and adult programming, we also help with too.
All right. Well, Carrie, I'm going to put you to work right now. Let's talk about some other activities down the road at Kendall Young Library.
So the first one, our big event, is Books and Barbecue. It's going to be the same night as the first night of the book sale. So we're going to have What You Smoke and Barbecue come out. We'll have information later on this week about how to order the food. So you can't order when you're there. But there will be food there. Bring lawn chairs and blankets to sit on. We're going to have activities. The kids are going to get books. So it should be a really fun night between that and the book sale.
Let me play the devil's advocate for just a moment. What happens if it rains there?
Ooh. We'll keep you posted on the website. Keep an eye on her social media pages. They will definitely be updated.
Yeah, we want the weather to be nice,
yes.
no doubt. But of course, we have to think about Mother Nature's role.
I forget about that. Here in Iowa, I'm learning quickly.
Yes, you are. Yes, we've been a little bit dry as of late, but we had some active weather. And, of course, you experienced what tornadoes are like in Iowa last, of all times, December 15th.
Yep. Everybody who worked at the library was checking on me all night.
Oh, yes.
I was doing what I was supposed to be doing.
What is all this in Iowa in December? But that's only the beginning, Carrie and Ann. We got more activities down the road, don't we?
Yes. So we are going back to the old ways of being able to come in to the library. We've got in-person DIYs for adults. So in the past, for the past, 2 years, we've been doing take and makes. So we finally have where you can, we're doing in-person. We have baby time on Tuesdays at 10:30. And that is for just the little babies downstairs.
Then we've got the kids and teenage programs.
Yes. So on Tuesdays, we have Teen Lounge in downstairs in the library. There's usually a craft that goes along or some kind of event. It's always posted on our social media what the event's going to be that day. And then, we're back in person for all of the kids programs as well. And it's not only us opening up. I feel like the rest of Iowa's opening up. So you can actually use your library card as for the Adventure Pass.
Okay.
And it lets you get tickets to the Blank Park Zoo, the Des Moines Children's Museum, the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden, Ryman Gardens, and Science Center of Iowa. So you can use that for two adults and two kids just by getting a library card.
All right. So inquire more about that at Kendall Young Library in Webster City, which, by the way, they're open today from 10 until 6, but tomorrow they will be closed for the Easter weekend. But back to service again Monday from I believe, 10 until 6, right?
Yes.
Monday, 10 until 6.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When is the summer reading program starting?
Next question. Good. Thanks, Ann.
All right. So that's getting started next month. So we have different programs for all age groups. We have the adults. We'll have their own thing upstairs. And the theme this year is... Let me double check.
Again, we have checking the... phone right there trying to find the date on when the summer reading activities is going on with Carrie and her little contraption right there, which we'll find out here moments ago.
I did sort of throw Carrie on the bus. Sorry, Carrie.
Yes, she's
I could have
quickly...
told you what it was like 20 minutes ago. And now it's
Normally it starts right around the early part of June, I believe there, Carrie, when school gets out. And school will be here in Webster City right on through the 1st of June from what I see here. But I believe Ann's got her little notebook there to help us out. Maybe she's doing some checking. Anything new on the starting of the readers, I should say, the children's reading program and all that yet? It should be sometime in around June.
I would assume that, you know, Miss Doreen down in the children's section has been doing a lot of stuff, getting a lot of programming ready to go. So I'm guessing she's ready to jump right in when school is over.
Yeah.
So it'll start next month. I know the kids have a bingo that they're looking to fill out. So Miss Doreen has a lot of different activities and ideas for different books that you should be reading to get everybody out to new books.
Sure.
The adults will also have a board game of such that will earn you prizes for joining in on the summer reading program.
All right, so look forward to the summer reading program.
The theme this year is Off the Beaten Path.
Off the Beaten Path will be the theme for children's reading program, the summer reading program, and that's for all ages, right? Not only for kids.
Yes, all ages.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So that continues from June until about the end of July, thereabouts.
Yep.
It's a good program. Anything else have we missed out this
morning? I'm just going to ask Carrie because I don't really know the answer to this. Are we still doing the bookmark challenge?
Yeah. Yes. I think there's still a few more weeks left. You can come in and get a stencil for a bookmark. We have different prizes for the different age groups for who wins, and we're going to make those into bookmarks that you can come and pick up.
So that's going on for a few more weeks. That's the bookmark
the
program.
End of April.
End of April. Yes. Well, that's another few more weeks.
Yeah.
To be precise, another two weeks from tomorrow.
Yes. So you can come in and grab the sheet
and
design any kind that you want.
And I think there's a Dewey Decimal Dash going on too. Nope.
No.
Okay. Oh, never mind.
Okay. We'll forget about that then. I know the Kendall Young Library has done many great things. Of course, we were talking beforehand about this Festival of Chocolate. That was a big event for a number of years. Family Game Night, is that planning to come back again soon?
We're hoping. Yeah, there's nothing in the works right now, but we'll keep our social media posted on that if anything comes up.
It's always a fun time, so I assume that at some point it will come back.
All right, let's hope so anyway, because I know that Kenda does an awesome job. Kenda Lubisart Argus, who's the director of the Kendall Library, does a marvelous job, and all the rest of the staff. Have we, let's see, anything else have we missed out this morning for the good of the cause?
I think it's just all come right on back to the library.
Come on back to the library. Visit us. And, of course, the adult movies are back again. Of course, the movies, the movie last Tuesday, found out someone could not make it because they were ill, because I had a sneaky feeling this was because of the weather situation.
It just happened to turn out, so it worked perfectly. Yeah, we didn't want people out in that either. But
we escaped the storms not until about 9:30, 10 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So.
But yes, we will have movies. Movies are coming back.
Yeah, for the adults on the second Tuesday of each month. And hopefully sometime soon will be the Saturday morning movies for the kids. They did that for many, many years on Saturday mornings with those special movies for the kids. It starts around 10:30, wraps up about noon, thereabouts. Okay. So that's what's going on at Kendall Young Library. And since we have Anne McLaughlin here, you're actively involved with the Webster Theater downtown. Of course, they've been showing some great films as of late, especially the one which was The Run. What was the name of the movie?
Tyson's Run.
That finished up yesterday. Mm-hmm. Anything big coming down the road for the Webster Theater there, Anne?
Well, I'm excited for the movie that starts tonight called The Lost City with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum and Brad Pitt and Daniel Radcliffe. So Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe makes an appearance. But it's kind of an adventure movie with Sandra Bullock as a romance writer who gets kidnapped. So, and then all these people are trying to save her. So I'm looking forward to that one. And then next week we have Morbius coming, which is a Marvel comic. And then at the end of April, we have Sonic 2, Sonic the Hedgehog, coming. So
very good.
Yeah.
And people should support the Webster Theater because it is such a wonderful addition. And if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday night, like I did last week, stop into Leon's Pizza or any one of the fine diners we have in Webster City, Seneca Street Saloon or the Gridiron Not Here, and then head over to see a show.
And it's only $4 for adults.
That's right, $4.
And $3 for kids 12 and under.
And hopefully we'll get some more big things coming to the Webster Theater downtown. I'll give you a little plug there.
There's some good movies coming, and they will hopefully be here soon.
All right, just cross your fingers on that.
Exactly.
All right. Carrie and Ann, anything else for the good of the cause this morning?
Well, I just want to invite everybody to come out and remind everybody of the dates, April 28th through 30th for the book sale, and barbecue and books on the 28th.
But they must make their reservations for the barbecue part there, Carrie, by calling the library. This is the smoking barbecue that'll be providing the meal that night.
Yes.
And that runs in from 5 until 6. And hopefully we'll see more of something like this in the near future.
Yeah. So they'll actually be calling the barbecue place itself. So we'll have more information this week on exactly how to order.
Sure.
We're still in the process of getting all of that. So keep an eye on our social media page for all that information.
All right, we'll look forward to that coming up in a few weeks. But, Carrie, pleasure to meet you for the first time and also with Anne McLaughlin. Ladies, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Pat.
You betcha. And that does it for this first segment of the Community Corner. Coming up next, we'll hear from Rob Bacon, see what's happening in Des Moines right after this. So don't go away right here on KQWC. Temperature remains at 27 degrees here at Radio Hill.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way